And away we go. It's another, hey, the show has started. We are live on the air here, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and it's going to be a long hour. I can feel it already. This is the third installment of the podcast slash radio show, is what it's become, Paper Rings. I am your moderator, Scott Spears, along with Abby Croman and Michelle Whitaker, and boy, do we have a show tonight. Now, the reason this was advertised on Facebook is because the last time we did this live, there was no advertisement that we were doing this because essentially it is a podcast, but I had people messaging me saying, was that live? Can we call in? Blah, 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 blah. So we are live, and now it's on Facebook. But this will be the only time you ever hear this on the air. There will not be a repeat of this on the air. This will be podcast YouTube only. Paper Rings podcast. And I think there's four of them there. This will be the fourth one. This is the fourth installment. So let's bring in Abby and Michelle, who were talking right up till we started and now not saying a word. So that's perfect.
That's go. The way things go.
You told me to be quiet.
No, I did not.
You did snap at us.
I did not. Well, that's happened once before, but I've never really snapped at anybody.
Mm-hmm. You snap at me every single day.
You are the worst person I've ever seen texting on their phone in the middle of a live broadcast.
I got stuff to say.
I've never... Well, you, apparently not. Now, today we've got a lot of big topics today, but the first topic we've got to get into because it's the topic of the day, and when people listen to this podcast and they say, what was going on in the world back in March of 2020? They will say one word, coronavirus. Holy moly, we've lost our minds, and I wish I could say something different than minds. We've lost it.
We've lost it.
We really have lost it. At this point, there are four people diagnosed in Ohio. The NCAA has no crowds. There are after-school activities that are being canceled left and right. There are Ohio State is not having classes, at least until the beginning of April. Marion Tech is not having classes. We've all lost our minds. You can't go in the grocery store and buy more than five items of certain things. Hand sanitizer's in trouble. My Lord, what do we do?
I just think it's crazy.
Yeah. OU's not having classes either. Someone
I think like all of the colleges.
I gave you guys like the biggest build up there in the world, and it was like we went right off the end of a cliff.
I think the problem was that you really covered it all. So I was like, what am I even supposed to say to that? Scott just covered it.
No, it's what do you think about the coronavirus? Do you think that we have lost it?
Yes.
Do you think the governor needs to stop going on television every day?
Is he? I haven't watched
every
TV at
day.
All.
Every
and
day,
telling
two.
Us every. No, this is the state of the state today. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going today. Stop it. Go to the mansion, go to the governor's office, and do something else. Push some papers around on your desk. Stop scaring people. You can't get into a nursing home now. You can't visit your prisoners, your loved ones in prison. It's insane.
I get the nursing homes. Those are the ones that will, like, you know, would, like, die from it. I mean, those ones are most at risk.
I don't want anybody to die. All
either.
I'm saying is I think we're a little amped up here.
I agree. There's a difference between being informed and being, like, made to panic. I think we're being, like, made to panic right now.
Four people. And nobody has died in Ohio, by the way.
Right.
At this point. Okay? Four people. Four people died today texting while driving. We haven't cleared the streets. And so, epidemic. Mm-hmm. Shut the streets down. I mean, it's getting a little too much.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's a lot.
So, he's been on TV every day?
Every day. He comes on at 2 o'clock. He comes on at 2 o'clock and he says, listen, I'm the governor. Here's what's going on today. And blah, blah, blah. And then he brings a doctor on. I don't know who she is. She comes on and she tries to answer questions. And then we all go back to doing what we're doing and say, oh my gosh, look what happened today.
Right.
All right. Great.
I don't know.
So why do you think people are buying toilet paper? I'm confused about that.
Because I think that's how you're supposed to bleach. It's bleach, toilet paper, and hand sanitizer.
Bleach? I haven't even heard that.
Clorox. Clorox is what they're saying.
I do have Clorox.
Bleach. I don't have... Maybe. I don't think
you're
I
not
going to
go out and buy this, are you? It's not going to
well,
help
no.
you.
What am I going
to
do?
It's like 9/11. Remember, duct tape and plastic were supposed to save you from a terrorist attack?
Right.
It isn't going to happen.
I don't remember that, though.
I do.
Remember duct tape and plastic?
Listen, there's a good chance
Is that like
I remember it, you guys remember it.
Ah, oh, Scott.
Did you see that, speaking of toilet paper, that the family says they accidentally ordered 12 years worth of toilet paper? Seriously, that's a news
story.
But
I tell you, they were kind of psychic in a way. They're ready for this corona thing.
Yeah.
They're good to go.
12 years worth. That's crazy.
So that's our medical update for today. We really got nothing to say about it.
I think it is just stop panicking. Stop panicking. Be informed. Get the information you need. Buy some hand sanitizer and chill out.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. These kids who aren't going to class, you think they're not in the bars. You think they're not in the grocery store. You think they're not at Walmart. They're out there. This did nothing.
Right.
It did nothing.
They're at the gym. I'd be at the gym.
I see colleges after.
Oh, right. You don't want to go. Shut the gyms down.
Yeah, the gyms are
nasty.
Definitely nasty.
Colleges are canceling after spring break, right, because of the international travel. Like, they want, it's a 2-week thing.
Why can we not have NCAA? You know what it's going to sound like with those squeaky shoes and basketballs and no crowd in those arenas?
They're canceling before spring breaks?
Some people have,
Like, Ohio State started, they're on spring break this week and canceling then for, like, the next 2 weeks international travel.
All right.
So, I do understand that.
But they don't ask for your papers. They just, because I had this at a nursing home today. I went and visited somebody at a nursing home, and the doors were locked when they never are locked. And I had to punch a button, and some little person came outside and said, have you had overseas travel in the last 6 months? Well, I just said no, but I could have. I mean, what are they going to, how do you know?
Right, they don't.
They don't.
Just take your word.
You can just lie.
But are you trying to get in there and, like, I
was there for a story.
How did it get here? Somebody had to lie.
Well, that was the thing with the guy down south now, right? Because it's like a community thing. So they have no idea how he contracted it. He hasn't been overseas and he hasn't been whatever. So now he's like this newest mystery
People get
case.
The flu. People get a cold.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying.
You know what this is about. It's because they don't have a cure. And that's what's scaring people because they can't put you on antibiotics. They can't give you NyQuil. They can't give you a thing. And if you have a bad immune system, it could kill you.
But like with the flu, it's the same way. They basically just treat the symptoms. I mean,
are these people even sick? I want the governor to parade these four people out there every day at 2:00. Now that would make the thing more entertaining. Bring them out and let's see them.
Bring out the sick people.
Let's see how they look.
So you think they're just like causing hysteria for like there's no people? Stop. Are they making it up?
Do you think it's a cover up?
Is it a conspiracy theory
for something else? No, it's real, but it's creating hysteria by doing it this way, by putting it on the front page of the newspaper, by putting it yesterday. As soon as I heard the state of emergency, immediate. Oh, Marianne's got the coronavirus. No, we don't, and we haven't. And then it was, the governor's going to make an announcement today that's going to be major. We're going to be quarantined into our houses. No.
Maybe toilet paper sales were down and hand sanitizer sales.
No, they never are. Mm. Toilet paper is something that never goes out of style.
I think we should make it a conspiracy theory. I can get behind that. I love a good conspiracy.
But people get angry about this now because they are serious, especially a certain group of people.
I got an angry email
about this yesterday when I came on and did my little soliloquy in the morning on this. I got kind of it wasn't nasty, but it was, you need to be more serious about this. And
it's a serious thing people need to be informed about. They just don't need to be crazy.
If you're sick, go to the doctor.
Or stay home. Stay home. If you're sick, stay home. If it's something the doctor is not going to fix, just stay home.
Everybody thinks they have it now. Here, we've had the worst flu season in the history of the flu, I think. So now every time somebody coughs or sneezes, they think they have coronavirus. It's insane.
Yeah. It's still flu season, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, through April.
Got to make it through that. Mm.
Then it's allergy season.
My allergies are already bad.
I have not really gotten sick with. Maybe I had coronavirus a few weeks ago when I didn't feel good.
That was last week.
Well, yeah, and I didn't know what I had.
And I guess I was.
You
exposed.
Know, somebody sent me a nice letter at home. I don't know how they got my address, but they sent me a nice
creepy.
Letter.
Really creepy.
I listened to you every day, and I heard you weren't feeling very well. I hope you're feeling better now. And
did they send you some DayQuil, so you didn't take the NyQuil?
The NyQuil. Oh, at least I slept well.
Powder in that envelope? Like, what are they doing to you?
No, I mean, but you didn't. Well, no. It's one of those things. I don't know. Just like I get emails, I get letters.
Scott's Weird Fan Club.
What used to be, what was the powder that? Remember?
Anthrax.
Anthrax. There we go. Anthrax. I'm having a blank.
Well, she jumped all over that one. It was like Jeopardy. Anthrax.
Been a long day.
Before we get to the topic, though, today, this created... somebody even asked me about this today, so this is fun. What are you doing?
Because my sister is messaging me, God love her.
What is she doing? What's your sister doing?
I don't know. I hope she's listening. I told her I was going live.
Well, what's her name?
My sister is Sarah.
Sarah. Hello, Sarah. We hope you're listening. We hope you listen to this at some point. Hello, Sarah. We do shout-outs.
I don't know if she's listening or not. Oh, she is listening. Hi, sister.
All right, Sarah. Hello. Your sister's a little difficult to deal with, I hate to tell you.
Well, I cannot say on air what it is that she said. She's like,
did you say nice things?
She said, not, I mean, about us. She didn't say anything bad, but she was like, can I call in and say something?
Which call
I
in.
Steer. I would love for her to call in.
Go ahead. 740-383-9944. Go ahead. Call in.
You're going to want a censor button.
No, you, listen, it's radio. You can't, you know, I'll cut you off.
You worry about my
How old is this person?
She's older than I am. She's
Is this the one who lives
in New York? Yeah.
Oh, so she was call in. Tell okay, us about sister, tell us about the corona in New York.
Call in, sister, and tell us about corona there. She said that they're not. It's not here. She just texted me like as I sat down and said she couldn't believe that schools here were closing. Well, of course, because you know River Valley is closing on Friday, but it's not that panicked in New York. I guess things are starting to.
I don't know.
But
I saw their governor on TV today too. He's
maybe,
on there.
But she, you know they don't close like New York public school system there.
They got rats the size of beavers. Why
she said that she said we don't want to know what she has to say.
Well, why
listen,
not?
You think
we want to know?
I mean, she listen. They get on my mouth about my mouth. Scott gets on me about my mouth every day.
Well, every day you walk into a school and you say some things that maybe shouldn't be said.
I don't say things at the school
all
that
those,
I shouldn't be said.
All those kids are saying everything at
those
that school.
Those kids could teach me
are you
a
kidding?
Thing or two.
Yeah, but I don't. You know, I don't like to hear that sort of thing. I like to keep it clean and clandestine at school.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you're so full of it. Just because I have to say it like it is sometimes.
No, you say it like you think it is. It's not that at all.
No, I keep it pretty real, Scott.
Not really. Moving on to the next topic tonight. Topic
anyway.
Number two.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Because somebody asked me about this today, and it got something like 60 comments and a lot of views. The video. Yes. And
there you go.
Why do you say it like that? No, now, here's the truth of this video, okay?
Okay.
Now, Abby made this little video of, oh, I hope this is her.
Oh, Lord.
I hope
this
is her.
I don't know. She didn't say, so
I'm not
sure.
It could be.
Okay.
It's somebody definitely not of this area.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Sister, that's her.
You knew by her laugh.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
She's never heard me on air before. She was like, yay, sister. When I started, I was like, I gotta go.
I haven't. It happened to be, like, very serendipitous. I was looking. I was texting my sister, and then all of a sudden, she was like, I'm going live. And so then, of course, I had to check it out.
That's cool. We're glad you're listening. How are things in New York?
Things are good. I was telling Abby that, you know, I think it's kind of crazy that you guys have canceled schools and things like that, because, yes, universities are closed here, but my kids go to New York City public schools, and they are not closing at all. I think it'll probably be a case-by-case basis, but it's just such a large school system with over a million kids in it that I just don't think that they will be able to just sort of mass close the whole...
Sister, they don't even close for, like, weather there, you said, though, right?
No. We have, like, we didn't have any snow days this year, but last 3 years, I think we've had, like, one per year. So they very rarely close schools. It has to be really, really crazy, like, blizzard conditions since a lot of kids, you know, walk to school every day.
Now, does your governor get on the TV every day at 2 o'clock and give us the state of the illness?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Much more than twice a day, really. More than just 2 o'clock. It's probably two or three times a day, really, at this point.
So New York's a state of emergency, too?
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of cases now. I mean, I think there's over 200. I think the last count I heard was around 212 in New York.
So do you think we're panicking, sister? Like, I say they need to be informed.
I think Ohio is panicking, but yeah. I guess in the big scheme of things, I don't know. I kind of want to say, like, better safe than sorry. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I think for the very few cases that are in Ohio,
yeah,
have been confirmed. Although, like I said before in my text, that, you know, you just started testing, and I just have a feeling that this virus has probably been around for much longer than we even know about. And we're just starting to see, like, the peaks of it in certain places, not even the peaks of it, just it's starting to grow exponentially in different places. So
what do you feel like, though, when you have it? Have you heard about this? What I mean, it's just like the flu, isn't it? You get a bad cough.
Yeah, but I actually heard it's a lot worse. There was a guy that was in New Jersey, so clearly we get that news as well, and it's, you know, this tri-state area, but there was a guy in New Jersey who was, by all accounts, relatively healthy. He was in his 30s, claimed that he wasn't a smoker or a drinker, like a physician's assistant, and he's been hospitalized, and he says it's like the worst he's ever felt, and like basically can't talk without coughing, and bricks on his chest, and pretty intense. I think it's a very, very, very intense form of the flu. I don't think it's just the normal flu.
So Scott had the sniffles last week, and he thought he was dying.
The sniffles.
Do you think that he would survive the coronavirus? Or
I mean, he is a man.
Right.
So
last week I had to go get him like pretzels and Diet Coke just to make it through the day.
It wasn't the sniffles.
Absolutely.
Listen, I had
I think I have something in my throat.
I was walking around half dead.
Oh my god.
I had an illness. I was dizzy. I was I had bricks on my chest. I had all kinds of things.
Never have bricks on
it was
chest.
Horrible. It was but I came to work every single day because somebody had to leave. Anyway,
I mean, I did. I was crap last week. I'm not even gonna say. I can't even say. I had so much going on. But I mean, so in your opinion, would Scott have survived the coronavirus?
I think he would have. Yeah. But that being said, being that he's a man, I'm sure he would have taken it much harder.
He'd still be
the
down.
Average female. He'd still be down. He'd be down and out. He might need a bell by his bed. I don't know. There'd be lots of necessities.
No, I had to come entertain the area here on the radio. Somebody had to come do it every morning.
I hear you.
Yeah, even though I had a touch of it.
Sister, are you going to start tuning in every morning from 8:10 to 10 to listen to Scott in the morning do his show?
I might. I didn't know this was a thing, but I am very happy that I caught you guys.
Yes.
On air.
I'm glad you did too, and I hope you listen. We have some people who live in New York on the show quite a bit.
Oh, yay. Good.
Yeah. We're very cosmopolitan on this show. Well, it's hey, wait a second.
The
before,
office isn't.
Hey, relax. It's radio. It's not television. Tell us the most embarrassing thing Abby ever did. Cleanly. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh, sister, what?
Go ahead. Hit us with it.
Most embarrassing thing. I mean, I'm sure she has way more stories about me than I have about her. You know, we used to call her back in the day. She was Ab's cab.
Abby,
she would be like the DD that would drive everybody around.
See?
But there's definitely, I mean, I went to a high university, so as you can imagine, when she would come visit, we had some fun times. I remember at least once. Like,
you're on air, remember that.
Hey, relax. I'll turn her mic off if you need to.
At least once her, like, you know, being. Hugging the toilet in my bathroom at OU. But for the most part, she was always...
It was those shots we had to do at midnight with, like, for, like, Tim and Faith or whatever it was at the time.
We did shots to
Tim and Faith, and it was, like, the OAR in the background, I think, that really got us. Maybe Red Wanting Blue. People don't ever believe that, like, we saw them. I was like, no, they were at OU bars. Like, we saw them.
They were, yeah. Yeah.
I knew them before they were famous. We're practically friends now.
Absolutely. And there were kegs of Natty Ice involved, which takes it to a whole other level.
God, so, that's next level.
Do you know she used to chew other people's gum?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
We
also used to have, like, slap fights with my brother and her and myself. Fights. We would just have some drinks and sit in the bar and see how hard we could smack each other.
That's legit. We did do that. Why in God's name did we do that?
I have no idea.
Those are some good stories.
We were funny. I miss.
I probably have more, but for the most part, she was Ab's cab.
Well, hey, that's a new nickname. I like it. We'll
it's
work it out here.
Better than like the Incredible Bulk. I thought you were gonna like bring that one up when you said that.
Oh, there is definitely the Incredible Bulk too.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
When you were a baby.
I was super fat when I was little.
Oh,
so, like,
the Incredible Bulk.
Yeah,
they
called me the Incredible Bulk.
Oh,
that's
no.
interesting.
See,
she would have the little onesies, and like she would grow out of them, but still love them. So we'd cut the feet off.
Cut the feet off my feetsy jammies.
Yeah.
All right, sister. Good God.
Love you, sister.
Love you. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Y'all have fun, guys. Bye.
Bye. Sarah from New York. Abby's sister. How about that?
Not to be confused with Jenny from the Black.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, she was good.
Yeah.
Ab's cab.
I know.
There
See,
you go.
Yeah, because I used to have to be the sober one for all of them.
You're
Do you believe
so
that?
Nice.
Do you believe that?
You're so nice.
We totally believe that
right
now. Right
now. Exactly right now.
Listen,
we believe that you are sober as could be.
I'm cashing it in now, okay?
Yeah, okay. Got
Somebody it. Somebody else's turn. She's in New York. She can't even pay me back.
She sounded very nice. I can't believe she's a family member of yours.
Stop.
Is that blood relation?
Stop.
No, I liked her.
She's very sweet.
I have nothing but nice things to say about her. From what I heard, she sounded very nice. A nice name, Sarah.
Yes.
A nice girl. Sounded very nice. I like her.
I do too.
You, on the other hand.
Sister. The jury's still out.
The jury is out.
But you were back to talking about this video because
video.
It was so nice of me.
Okay.
And so let's
But here's the real
that.
Story because here's the real story of the video.
Okay.
she made this video for me, which is very nice. I don't know why this is such a bad thing. But as soon as she sends me the video in an email, which I didn't know it was coming, she said, now don't tell anybody that I made this video.
Because...
How do I know that's not serious? It's through a message. How do I know you're not being serious?
It was serious because I didn't want you to be for credit. And there's people that I didn't want to with videos...
So I put this. All I put was that it was a nice video.
I'm trying to talk cryptically for you, Scott. So you know,
what were you trying to say there? Say that again.
I didn't.
She was trying to.
I didn't want to upset anyone with
protect
videos
you
and like protect you.
Oh
like,
wait!
You
don't
know.
Talk anymore. Don't talk anymore. Stop! Stop! Enough! Enough! So
they listen between the lines,
I didn't,
Scott.
So in any event.
Stop talking.
What happened was, she says, don't say this. So then I just put that somebody made me a nice video. I didn't even put the video up. And so many people said, well, we want to see the video.
Yeah.
And I got to put the video up. But again, I said, I'm not telling you who it is. The person doesn't want to, it's anonymous. So I put the video up and bam, 60 comments. And then all of a sudden she said, well, no, I don't care if you tell people. She sent me a message. I don't care if you tell people. And then I went on the air again and I said, I want to thank whoever made this video. I knew who made it. Mm-hmm. And she messaged me and said, seriously, you can tell people.
Because you're like, well, I don't want to say it because I don't know if I have permission. And
well,
she
because
said
you
to say
told
it.
Me not
I'm like,
to
well,
say
it. Well, you can
it.
Say it, but because I didn't want it to be I didn't want you to put it on Facebook and be like, so it's not for credit. It was because it was you had said, I mean, how many times did you say you wanted a nice career video?
Like 3 times.
And you gave
every
me
day.
So much.
It's not true.
Every day.
Don't
every
lie.
Day.
You're
since
under
October.
Oath. You're under oath.
She is under oath. And it was like a thing with you. And I was like, okay, I will do that because I know how to
no,
do it.
No, it all started because you made a video at one point and you
that
said,
you gave me a lot of crap for.
I did not.
Oh, that was the,
no,
that
I did
was
not.
Like the,
really?
The one thing
no.
when she texted, I will.
Oh.
I will. I did.
Boom.
Oh,
yes.
I can't even
yes.
say what you said in that text. It
no.
was so bad.
You will get censored for
you,
that
you
one.
Were.
You'd
ooh,
be fine.
Upset.
You are not a doctor. You cannot say those words.
No, I can't say that word. So you came at me with, and I thought, oh, I wasn't going to make fun of it, though.
100% you were going to
no,
make fun
no,
of it.
No, I was going to say.
Michelle.
No, I really wasn't.
It was a little.
You are
I
so
remember.
Full of it. You were 100%
you're like, people might get videos, and we knew exactly
right,
what you were talking
and,
about.
And as soon as I got, because it's a 30-second delay, and man, I got this nasty message, if you talk about that, something bad's going to happen to you, and I can't say what bad things.
Yeah.
But, so, in any event, after we did that, that's when the whole video conversation, it hadn't even been a month. That was Valentine's Day. So it hasn't even been a month that this conversation has been going on.
Right.
And I said, oh, because I felt so bad because you thought I was so condescending about this video.
Because
which
you were.
I, no, I was
condescending.
Not. I was
there
not condescending about the video. And I thought, I would like if somebody made, I wasn't telling you to make me a video. I was saying, I would like that. I think that's a nice gift. I think flowers and candy, forget it. But mm-hmm. a video, that's good.
Right. Homemade things are always from the heart.
Yes.
They're the best.
So
I agree 100%.
It. And you did it, and that was I nice did. Of you, and
yeah.
I appreciate it. And a lot of people liked it, and they were sharing and commenting and blah, blah, blah.
I think that's cool.
It made my career look a lot better than it actually has been.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. That was the whole point. It was to make you smile. And you had a cute little reaction whenever I said it. You said what you were like, what did you do? Which I knew was like a genuine reaction.
I was
that.
Shocked.
And that was really nice.
I never thought you would do that. Because even though you said it didn't take time, it took, you had to think at some point on your free time, and you've got a life, not much of one, but you've got one. And you had a lot. And you had some
I take the video back. I take it back right now.
It was
now.
A joke. It was a joke.
Delete.
But you've got, you have time, and you had to get the pictures. You had to go to the Facebook. You had to put them in there.
I'm sorry. Did you just say the Facebook?
The Facebook.
Yeah. You had to do all this stuff.
He also says tape. We're taping.
I do say that, too. I do I say tape.
Well, it still is tape.
I know. I don't.
Recording?
I hate it. My kids
no, no.
Call me
you don't
that
say that.
There's
you don't
no
say
tape.
No, but
what
you,
tape?
People were saying tape even when it was records.
I still say tape at home. I've got to tape a show at home, which is so stupid.
So you tape a record?
You used to
instead
say
instead of
you
record
would say
a
that.
Record?
You would
record
say that.
A record.
Record
would...
a record. This is what's wrong with the English language. Mm-hmm.
What do you call this? So
record
what are we, we're
record.
We're digitizing right now? We're digitizing.
I have no idea what we're doing. I'm just listening.
This is called letting the tape run.
Okay.
So
Did you know that?
What was the point of this conversation?
The point of the conversation
was
that
you made the video.
I made the video.
I was appreciative.
Say, right.
I gave a genuine, nice response. I couldn't believe you had done it. And it did take time. And that's why I was genuinely appreciative of it. Because no matter how little or a lot of time it took, you had to think about it. You had to do it. You had to put it together. And you had to send it over to me. So there you go.
And it was hard to send it to you, which is why I do it in email. I couldn't figure out how to condense it to make it send you, you know, because you don't have the texter, Scott, right? So he doesn't text and he points with one finger and does things. So you have to send him stuff on I think that's what
that's
you call
That's what you call.
That is what you call it.
What did you say? That's condescending? Go ahead.
Is that condescending?
That's condescending.
Yeah. When it's actually what he uses, though?
No, that's good. You're saying it to be condescending. Go ahead.
You access the Facebook on your texter.
Yeah,
so,
I got it.
Yeah. So I couldn't figure out how to send it to you via a message on that. It wouldn't get small enough. So that's why I had to send it to you in email.
And the video came out. Yes. And here's my favorite part of the video. I didn't watch it all the way through.
Okay.
I didn't realize you were in it until you pointed it out to me.
I was like, because he said he never watched it.
Have you ever watched it?
I watched it.
I didn't watch it all the way through. And I didn't realize that you guys were at the end.
Hold up. Somebody made you a video and you didn't.
You know what I was talking about? I was like, oh, so you haven't even seen that Michelle and I are in it. We had to put your highlight of your career there at the very end.
I was so impressed. I didn't make it to the end, but it was nice.
I did that as a little funny, you know, because clearly we are, you know, new to your life in this.
New to my life, yeah.
Not necessarily
you and Buster Douglas, you're new to my life.
Well, I wouldn't say that we are highlight of your career or anything like that. So I kind of just did it as a funny thing.
You had Betty White in there. I saw that.
I was.
And you had B. Arthur and who was there were some nice people. I felt like I'd done so. You forget that you talk to these people. But the picture that you put in there, and this was for spite, and I know it was for spite. Oh. Me with the clown nose on. Me with the red clown nose on, which was for Red Nose Day 4 years ago.
I remember.
And why'd you put that in? That has nothing to do with the career.
It is your career. It was a funny little thing did. It was a community thing.
Show your good sport.
Hilarious.
It was a community thing that you did, so why not? It's a local thing.
It was a local thing. So that's number two tonight on the subject list. Coronavirus followed by video.
Yep.
Very nice.
Friday the 13th.
Right.
It is our second Friday the 13th in so many. Didn't we have a Friday the 13th? No, it was Valentine's Day. That's Friday the 13th.
We had a full moon this week as well, right?
Full moon.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Leap day.
Friday the 13th.
It's going to be a day Friday.
And Saturday is Pi Day.
Pi Day.
I think on Friday, I'm going to get injected.
What kind of pie does everybody like?
On the air.
You're going to get injected?
Yeah, Friday the 13th, I'm going to get injected with the coronavirus right on the air.
We'll have you sweating by the end of the day.
Why? Bricks on my chest. And what was the other symptom you have? Coughing. Coughing
lots
nonstop.
Of coughing.
Be a heck of a show Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Tune in. Don't miss that.
It'll be just better. A little better than it felt last week, right?
Somebody might be coming in with a hazmat suit, a celebrity. I can't tell people who yet because we haven't quite confirmed it. But it could be a big thing Friday morning.
Right. Back to our road trip podcast.
We weren't talking about the road trip podcast. What are you back to?
Because, last time we did. So here's the thing.
Gee,
have you figured out who we're going to interview yet? Who's the famous person, Michelle?
I don't know.
Why can't you tell us yet? It's been a whole week.
Because we don't have the thing on the road yet. We got to get a date. We got to get a thing on the road, and then I'll tell you.
I need to prep for this, though.
Hey, Sean might be listening. Sean, get the car ready and get ready to leave somebody up in Michigan. That's what's going to happen. Detroit. You won't make it.
For what reason?
The streets of Detroit.
What am I going to... What's going to happen there?
Well, you might end up on the streets of Detroit.
You're leaving me?
Cobo Hall. We're going to drop you off right in front of Cobo Hall. That's a rough part of town.
I don't know where you're talking about.
Well, you'll find out soon.
Is that where Eminem's from?
Yeah, that's where Eminem's
from. Right off 8
Mile? He's hanging out right there.
Sweet.
So, there's going to be a celebrity up in Michigan. I'm going to take you two up there, but we're going to record the
podcast.
Trip.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be a trip. It'll be a 2-hour edition of this.
Oh, boy.
Educational piece. A 2-hour trip.
I mean, if you take, you're really building this up, though. So if we go up there and it's like some dud celebrity,
yeah.
Then what?
Who do you know? Dud celebrity. What does that mean?
I don't want to go up there and meet like,
if it's like the movie trivia questions, I mean.
What's wrong with the, now wait a second. What do you mean? I put your Notting Hill in there.
No, but you pull stuff out of 1952.
Okay. Here's a funny story about Notting Hill, okay?
Are you kidding?
I'm just a girl.
What's the line again?
Standing in front of a guy.
Yeah, good.
Asking him to love me.
Here's the thing about it.
A boy.
A boy. Standing in front of a boy. In any event.
I like it when you say, I'm just a girl. Could you say that again?
I will in a minute. So I had never seen, I still have not seen this movie.
I thought you rented it.
I rented it, and I never got to watch it in the week I had it, so I ended up taking it back, and I never watched 1 minute of it.
Do people really rent movies still?
It's free. It's free. It was the library. I was at the library.
Like,
pulled out his Blockbuster card.
I didn't know people rented movies.
I was buying tape and renting movies. That's what I was doing. I was out on the town. It was a Saturday night.
Right. Blockbuster used to be banging on Friday nights.
Yeah, that was a place to be. That's where I would go. Blockbuster.
I went to Blockbuster.
Well, who wouldn't?
And if you found the movie you wanted that came in the return pile?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
I just got to see this movie, though, is the point. I still haven't seen it. All I've seen is the line.
It's got to be in like the $5 bin.
Where Hugh Grant...
Or stream it
Roberts.
On your Roku TV you have.
You do have that, right?
I do have a Roku.
I bet you could find it.
But I fight with it every night. Me and the Roku have a fight every
night.
I'm
dead. I seriously. Can't with you. You didn't even know you could use your phone for the Roku.
No, I honestly, I am not tech savvy at all.
You, like, with your trivia and your
and
celebrity.
Your answering machine and your landline.
I'm a little envious of the answering machine.
Listen, I try to keep it simple in life.
But you know what? You have that landline. So when all cell phone towers go down, I know where to go.
But who
Scott
will I call?
A landline.
He is prepared.
I am prepared. It doesn't need
you
a...
You can call the governor.
I can call the governor. We need to get on.
Number, though. We need the home number.
Oh, yeah. We got to find your
home
number.
No, you can't have my home number. But
I'm going to find it.
It's unlisted.
I need to leave you messages.
Oh, we'll find it.
So I have the answering machine and the home phone number. Mm-hmm. And but I why would I know that a Roku... You know, I could make a tablet into a remote.
Everything is an app.
Also, my 7-year-old knows that.
Well, he would. That's his thing. But, you know, that's not my thing.
But you're so much younger than us. You should know
these
things.
Boy, you got that right.
I mean...
There's no doubt about it. But don't you feel in life you should try to keep it as simple as possible?
Yes, I do.
So you're not sitting during a live radio show, podcast taping, and texting?
I'm sorry. I have to make sure that, like, people get home and, like, life is happening right now.
The phone app is simple. You always... Most people...
I do it
have
now.
Their phone, and you just click on the app, and you don't have to look for the remote, because our dog steals all our TV remotes.
I have it now.
On your...
It's on my tablet. I take my tablet to bed
tablet,
every night.
Though, not his phone.
Not the phone. No, I take a tablet into the bedroom.
Does your phone even get apps?
Scott, that sounds personal anyway.
What's that? You take your tablet into the bedroom, and then you get your Roku going.
The Roku
if you said that back in the 80s, people would, what?
You get the Roku on the Facebook.
The Roku and the Facebook.
We're not even onto the topic yet, and we're halfway done here. We're halfway home. Okay, here we go. Let's get to the real
topic of the show.
You know the topic.
I don't remember.
You made the topic.
You made it. You did. This is you.
You know what? You were...
No,
I was
don't,
listening
don't
to you
on
the
me.
Radio, though, and that's the reason... It came up from something, a Facebook post,
you know,
or you
what
on the
is.
Radio.
So
something.
Go ahead.
It's trust.
What's it? Trust.
But it's something you posted that made me think of the topic.
Because last time it was forgiveness, and now it is trust.
I'm telling you. I think the same thing happened with forgiveness, though. We talked about it for like two seconds. It was our topic.
No, we did it. Because it became, you're not a forgiver, I'm a forgiver, Michelle will forgive anything.
I
remember that.
I wasn't a forgiver. That is not it. I was
Don't go back to, this is not forgiveness, this is trust.
Bleh. This is why we have to keep the banter, Scott, because I can't be the nice one. As I said, don't tell me
I did
nice things.
I never said you were the nice one, but I said you did a nice thing. Like the blueberry dumplings, the video.
You are such a
Nice
pill.
Things.
Hey, I made those blueberry dumplings yesterday.
I'm such a...
How'd they turn out?
The kids loved them, but I really think you used maple syrup the first time.
I 100% I didn't use maple syrup. I didn't have any. 100% I didn't use it.
They were good.
Did you feel like you were missing something in yours?
Yeah.
No,
They were really good. The kids loved them.
Lemon zest. Did you cut your knuckles making lemon zest?
I did make lemon zest. And I squeezed the lemon.
You didn't invite
That's
me
what
over?
I did too.
What's
I
wrong with
I squeezed lemon juice too.
Mm-hmm. No, I did it at work.
You didn't invite me to work?
Sorry.
Blueberry.
I'd have
what
been right
they?
There. I'd have came right over.
The kids loved it with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. It was good.
The issue is trust.
Yes.
So go ahead. What do you think of trust? Do you trust people? Are you trusting?
I am pretty trusting, yeah. I think like to a fault most of the time.
Yep, me too. So there's that topic.
Wow. What's the next topic?
And there was trust.
That
moving
cleans
on.
Cleans that one right up. No. What does it take for you to be, skeptical of somebody?
It's a vibe. Like, I mean, I can pick that up right away. It's definitely a vibe with press. I mean, for someone new.
Yeah, when I first met you, I got that vibe.
You got that vibe.
I got that vibe meeting right number away. One. I said, ooh, man, can't trust this person.
It's definitely a vibe. I get that. Yeah.
But can it be an act? Because, like, somebody you just met, you get a vibe. I don't trust that person. Mm-hmm. But can you trust somebody and lose trust?
Well, sure.
Okay, well, what would cause that?
If they did something, I mean, as an action that would make you lose trust.
Because I can think somebody, a big one for me to be, I would lose trust in somebody, would be if you, I've said this before, and I think it was the forgiveness thing. If you lie to me, and I find out that you lied from somebody else, mm-hmm. that's it for the forgiveness. I can't forgive it. We're done. So trust is the same thing because it's a trust issue. If I find out if you tell me you've lied to me, then I can.
Yeah, I get that.
I get it. But if I find out through a third party mm-hmm. that you lied to me, or I happen to find out myself that you have lied to me, there is no trust. I can't. Right. It's gone. And I can't. Well, that'll be the third party. But that's how I'd lose trust. Go ahead.
There's you don't give any second chances. Once that trust is gone, you don't even think that you can like.
That's
go back.
That's the next part. But the question is, that's what makes me lose trust in people.
Liars.
You said what's an issue? That's an issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lying is definitely a huge. Lying, cheating, stealing. Those are like the worst three things, right? That's what breaks your trust. And I don't just mean like in a physical. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad. That lying, any of those things, breaks your trust. Stop staring at me like that. You are so strange. Like, stop. Golly.
Well, I was just waiting for you to self-destruct over there. You just kept talking.
Just keep talking. Just keep swimming.
Wow.
Just keep talking. There's no self-destruct.
That wasn't even the time. That
you
wasn't
know
even near the question that I asked.
Yes, it was near the question. Like, what is going to make
things,
you not trust?
That's what it sounded like over there.
I quit.
I put alcohol in his room.
Your show will sink without
that
me.
That was
okay?
Hilarious.
Listen,
Michelle, tell us about trust.
I thought we covered it.
No,
already.
We haven't. What would cause you to lose trust in somebody?
Lying.
Lying, cheating, or stealing. That's how you lose people. And then you're like, no, you're like blabbing on and on.
Lying.
Get her drink.
Stealing.
No, don't you dare take my drink.
She's not going to make it the next 23 minutes if she keeps this drink up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lying.
Lying. Okay.
Definitely.
Sure. Now, the next part of this.
Yes.
Do you want to introduce it?
Do we have another part?
Well, yeah. Second chances. Is that
your
next part?
Can you, mm-hmm. if somebody loses your trust, can you get it back?
Yeah, but they just can't. It has to be like. Behavior change.
You have to earn it. You can't just expect it.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm nope.
It's you're hard and fast. Like
trust
one time.
Is gone. It's gone.
So, really?
Mm-hmm. I can deal with you.
So if we say we're gonna bring you a Diet Coke and we don't,
it's a deal breaker.
He forced me to go get a Diet Coke today.
Forced her.
He was like, "This cheese is nasty, and I need something to drink." I was like, "Okay, then go get it." That's exactly how. Look at his face.
You gave me some awful cheese today.
I don't even know where the cheese came from. I have no clue where the
awful.
Cheese came from.
So why did you give a second chance before at one point in your life and it backfired? So now you're just like, nope.
No more. No, I don't think I ever did. I think what it is for me is in a trust issue. I can talk to you. I can deal with you. I can be around you. But I will never trust you again. Because we have, it's like a rainy night. We had a rainy night a few nights ago. Mm-hmm. If I'm driving my car, okay, and it's raining, and I go off the cliff, and then I come back, and there's another car coming down that road, and I wait, I say, hey, listen, don't go down there. You're going to go off the cliff just like I did. Now, that's your choice. You can go up there if you want, but you're going to go off the cliff. But my guess is you shouldn't go up there. You should listen to what I say. So that's it. I am not going. That was a good metaphor.
This whole story,
so
like, was like just worse than me
it's
drowning 5 minutes ago.
No,
I
know that hurt you, but listen.
I don't understand.
No, it's I can deal with you. I can talk to you, but I will not trust what you say anymore because you've lied to me. You've clearly breached our trust. And how do I know you're not going to lie to me again?
Do you set that standard with the person, whoever it is?
Yes. Anybody.
So you say, like, you know, we can still be friends, but I don't trust you. Like, you're going to be around them. Like, I don't, or you just cut them off.
It depends on the situation.
Do you ghost them?
I ghost them. If I'm working with somebody, I might have to be around them.
Okay, I get
so
that.
So I'll talk to them, but I'm not going to trust them anymore. Trust is gone. Trust is a very, to me, that's the number. You know that Proust questionnaire they put out? We should do that sometime. That'd be a good,
I don't know what you're
good
show.
Of course
the,
you don't.
The what?
It's called the Proust questionnaire. It's in one of those magazines like Vanity Fair or.
Why does it give me the, of course you don't?
Of course you.
Are you reading Vanity Fair?
No. It's in the magazine though.
Is
every
it in your
month.
Subscription
Variety. I think it's in Variety.
Variety.
They put it in the back and it's a psychological. It's a psychological test. And it's like open-ended questions. And one of the questions is something to do with trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give me an example. What are you talking about?
I don't have it
what
in front of
me. What is an open-ended question? Like, I mean,
if someone's driving off a cliff,
No, that, you know, if I'm working with you, can I work with you after trust is breached? Yes, I can work with you and I can talk to you. Mm-hmm. But am I going to, do I think you can change? No. I don't, because I think trust is a virtue. That's where I was going. I had to get back on track there in my mind after you dumped on my Proust questionnaire. What is the most overrated virtue? It's not trust. To me, trust is the most important virtue that people have, and I think trust is a virtue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I give second chances, so I don't know.
I give second chances to. Like different things. Like
I think people think they give second chances. I don't know if they do. I think in the back of your mind, like, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, mm-hmm. shame on me. Mm-hmm. And I think you might. Forgiveness is something different. Forgiveness was last week. I can forgive, but I'm not going to trust you. That's something different.
Right.
You know, like what's something somebody could do that would be bad? Like murder somebody. Okay.
That's real bad.
If somebody murders somebody,
right.
Okay, I'm not going to put them in the room with somebody who I think they might want to murder. Now, even though they tell me they're not going to murder them, I'm going to think, ooh, you know, I don't really trust that because you've done that before.
Yeah.
It's like, do you leave a bank robber alone in a bank if they tell you they're not going to rob it this time?
Well, no.
Well, why not? If you've forgiven and you've given trust back, you would leave somebody else in there who might rob the bank.
I think it's... like has different levels.
You don't
extremes.
Ever really give all the trust back. I mean, I don't
that's,
think you
isn't
ever
that what
really
I just said? You cannot give all the trust back.
I'm just agreeing.
You can forgive, but you can't.
Right. I think it would take, depending on the level, lots of time. Okay, so a bank robber, say they robbed a bank, I don't know, 25 years prior.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 25 years later.
But wouldn't it run through your mind because they were a bank robber? To where if somebody else...
Does that mean you don't trust them?
Yeah, because it runs through...
But isn't leaving them there trusting them?
No, but I'm saying it runs through your mind.
Even if it runs through your mind.
Are you sweating?
Even if it runs through your mind, if you leave them there, that's a form of trust.
No.
So skepticism is not trusting.
No. Skepticism and... Yeah, if you're a skeptic, by definition, you're untrusting. It doesn't mean you don't trust somebody. You might have to. Like somebody who is not a kid person. Now, say somebody gets killed in a wreck. You've got to leave your kids with this person. You don't want to do it. You don't trust them there, but you have to do it.
I wouldn't do it.
Somebody's just died. You've got to go to the person who's just died. So you have to do it, but you're skeptical of doing it. Which means you're not trusting of the situation, even though you did it.
Why is it we tend to trust people we don't even know more so than people we know in our lives?
Until they give us a reason not to, because sometimes the people we know give us a reason not to trust them.
We trust the weathermen.
I don't. I don't trust the weathermen. I don't know. I think forgiveness and trust are two different things, and I think that's why these were two different shows. You can forgive something that somebody lied about, but do you trust them again? I don't think you ever get to that point again because you know them too well now. You know, it's probably. Like you just said with your sister. You have something on her. She's got something on you. Even if it's a joking thing.
Loving banter.
It's a loving thing. But you've got stuff, and that's truth. A history... You either have a history of truth or you have a history of lies. I mean, it's sad, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you've been around someone for so long, say your sister or whatever, I mean, at some point, some kind of trust is going to be...
Of course. Well, there's, I mean, you know, yeah.
Broken.
Well, there are levels, though.
That's what I'm saying. There's levels.
Well, like, what? You lied about hiding my popsicle? I mean, I might get over that.
She lies about stealing my clothes.
Yeah.
She's the pants thief.
Yeah, but
pants.
When you're a teenager and someone steals your clothes, that's a big trust
issue.
Okay.
Well, what is an unforgivable breach that you can never...
I mean, this is different, though. Like, I don't know about on a friend level. Like, on a relationship level, there are some certain unforgivable breaches.
Well, you've been several, so why don't you tell us?
Oh, God.
You're going down. You are so going down.
You know, you keep setting them up like that. I'm going to keep hitting them out of the park. Go ahead. You set them up. You set that up.
I quit.
You did. I said nothing about relationships. Like, go ahead.
This is definitely stealing.
All of this is, I mean, being honest, all of this is revolving around, like, trust and relationships. Like, it's not so
No, it's not.
Oh, stop.
In your own mind.
It's not.
I don't know.
Really?
I have not even said the word relationship.
It's called paper rings. We haven't ever come on here and talked about
anything. I thought that was about coronavirus. Paper rings and the toilet paper?
Stealing, definitely, from people. I think so.
Stealing's a big one, sure.
Yeah. I said that, though, and it was like crickets around here.
Oh, boy. I hope this is a telemarketer. I don't know who this is.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, this could be bad. Okay, go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I know who this is.
Who is this?
Kaya.
Like, this is Kaya.
Oh.
Say hi.
Hi.
How
so
are you
guys? She wants to talk about, you want to talk about trust? This is what it is?
Yeah. This is
what is your take on trust?
Like the second chances thing?
Yes.
I don't really believe in second chances, but I do. It is with certain people. But
second chances with, like, boyfriends or girlfriends, like relationships, or second chances with, like, friends or parents or relatives,
members,
family
like
members, yeah.
Pretty much anybody, but trust is a big thing in relationships with those people.
Yep, you're right. Once you lose it, it's hard to get back.
It definitely is.
That's an interesting point.
I think we've told you this, right? Didn't we tell you this, like, when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
Once you break your trust, that's it.
Is that like once you break your leg? That's it.
Break your leg, girl. You're done.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Take the horse out and shoot it.
Trust is given until you have give us a reason not to trust.
That's true.
Very exactly. Interesting.
I know.
Well, I think... Are you listening?
She's listening.
Oh, yes, I am.
What do you think of the show so far?
I love it.
Oh, good. I didn't think anyone...
This is the first time I've heard it, and I was like, wow. Uh-huh. I got a text, and she was like, tune in if you want to, it's fine. And I was like, okay, so I got in my car, and
I'm so glad you did.
Yeah,
it's popular today.
But you know what's the most annoying thing in the world, though? When somebody's sitting on air and chewing gum right in the microphone.
I'm chewing somebody else. It's somebody else's gum.
I heard it, and I wanted to text you, but like...
It's Michelle, she's chewing gum.
I was like, oh.
Listen, girl, don't ever rat me out. Do you hear me?
It's okay.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on it.
Hey, well, thank you for listening. I hope you listen again and call in again anytime.
Definitely, I will.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's right. That's how you... It's a live show.
I know,
she's
it's fun.
Sweet.
And you over
she's
there,
so sweet.
I don't know who that was, but...
That's my Kaya. That's my daughter, Kaya. That's Kaya.
Oh, that was?
Yes.
Well, you're sweet. That's nice.
Wasn't she sweet? That's what I thought. I was like, Scott.
Well, I don't know who she is. I've never met her.
Well, I know, but you should know the name.
You've never said her name in front of me in your life.
How many times? Oh, my God. Look.
She has.
See? God.
She talks about
her. Don't pay attention.
Well, sometimes you talk, and I really can't make heads or tails of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
You are so difficult.
She talks about you all the time. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
She just doesn't pay attention.
She does. She does talk about.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I have 100 times, and you just...
Well, Kaya thinks that trust... She agrees with me, so I tend to like her, because there's a level. And when it's broken, it's broken. Like a mirror. You can't put a mirror back together.
I just feel like at some point something happened to make you feel that way.
No, it's
when you were younger.
To lose trust. I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I think I'd remember it.
It definitely has, though, because you've
got
this whole...
Listen,
because you have a whole thing.
About trust?
About relationships.
Relationships.
And
No.
Definitely.
Fine.
No.
It's all great.
No.
No.
They are. Sure. Wonderful. Now, anyway, the point is that what were you saying before the call came in?
About what?
You know, this is all about something.
Because you always, whenever we're talking about things, it's like about relationships.
No, it's not.
I was talking about stealing.
I was talking about bank robberies.
You were talking about murder, too, which
murder
has no...
Murder and driving off a cliff and all
but
these
the
sorts
of... But the base of relationship... Oh, my God. I can't wait. The whole trust, the base of, like, trust thing and the forgiveness thing is all about, like, relationship
is it?
Based. It was, yeah, when we're, like, talking about what we're going to talk about.
I don't care.
Ew.
You know, I really think, like, I'm thinking of, like, when you're younger... You definitely would tend to give more second
Who's
chances.
Drinking with all the ice on oh, air right God. Now? That's so crazy.
Listen, we know you're angry. You're sweating over there. You're chewing gum. Michelle was making a point there. Could you just relax for a second?
Not drink your diet.
Oh.
When you're younger,
go ahead, please.
I think you tend to give more, like in relationships regarding that, more second chances based on trust because you're basing it on like, well, you're young. You're stupid. When you make some yes. really stupid decisions. And when you're young in a relationship, I'm talking about like high school, I mean, a few times, okay. But when you're older, yeah, definitely one time. And the second time, you're definitely, yeah, no more. Because we're going to all die soon.
Yeah, but I don't think you can judge other people. See, that's a big
no,
thing. I don't think you can judge other people and say, well, you did the wrong thing.
No, not
I don't,
at all.
But I think for yourself, you have to have some kind of thing in your own mind.
Right.
Definitely. Like everybody's got a line. Like that's, don't cross
yeah.
that line.
A
yeah.
breaking point.
Everybody's got a breaking point.
What will be the breaking point?
What will be the breaking point? Everybody does have a breaking point.
That's for sure.
So the point though is, because we've only got 9 minutes left here, and it's good to end on where we started with the trust, is that I think the problem is that you can say you forgive somebody, you can say you trust them again, but you really don't. See, people are all... We talked about this a little bit today at the end mm-hmm. about how people will tell you things because that's the good thing to do. That's the good thing to say. We want to be good people. We don't want to be villains. But the truth of the matter is villains are far more interesting than good people. That's why... what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix just won the Oscar. He was the Joker. He was nuts. He was the villain. Nobody... Batman
people,
wasn't even nominated.
Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth.
Well, and forgiveness,
they do.
Is, forgiveness
I do.
Is for you.
You do.
I do.
But there's some people that can't handle the truth.
Jack Nicholson.
Movie trivia.
Movie trivia. Got it.
Got a trivia question.
Forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for you. Forgiveness is personal. So you're not carrying it around. The other person,
no, we're talking about
matter.
Trust, not forgiveness.
You just talked about forgiveness. You just were talking about forgiveness.
No, I was not.
Oh, my God.
Was,
did he not just talk about forgiveness again? And he was like, forgiveness
no,
is blah, 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 and trust is blah, blah, blah.
Listen to the replay, folks.
You'll hear it. You always forget what's on the replay. You tell us that all the time.
My oldest, he's
I'm glad you
really,
sit on that side.
He really tells the truth.
Like, I saw him the other day.
He tells the truth.
That is a nice boy.
He came, I saw him,
I think it was at the grocery store, and I didn't see him, and he came up to me and said hello and was very nice and...
No awkward looks.
No awkward looks at all with him.
Well,
he was very nice.
Stewart, he like acted like he knew us. Like I felt like he thought, and it
yeah.
was very sweet. Yeah, he's very.
I,
he's
well,
very
I
nice.
Could not. And when I first saw him in the grocery, I didn't know who it was because I'd only met him one time,
mm-hmm.
and then I realized who it was, and he was so nice and so personable and mm-hmm. so just genuinely conversational.
He is.
And for somebody of his age, that's kind of a rarity.
Yeah,
so I was
thing.
Really impressed.
I said he should come on here.
He should come. He can have
he,
it.
He's the one that called you a communist.
He did call me. And now we've bonded over time after the whole communism remark. What was that about? What was I talking about?
What were we talking about that day? That was the first time we...
Tuned in
and all together.
What were we talking about that? It was on Valentine's Day when we were all the
no,
first time.
No,
it was
prior to that.
It was
because you were on Valentine's
Friday.
Morning.
I thought that's what you meant when we were both on together.
No, this was just, I think, first listening time.
Yeah.
I forget what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't remember.
We were off on
something
holiday from school. Yeah. It was like President's Day, maybe, or Martin Luther King Day, maybe. We were off.
No, I think it was over the holidays because I was talking about, because a lot of people heard, it was a real benign subject. It was, what was it I was talking about? Something about food, like apple butter or something like that.
Apple butter.
The apple butter episode.
A gravy episode? Is that what you're talking about?
Could
and
have
he
been
called
that.
You a communist gravy not fan?
Well, so that's a good example, though.
Also, my sister makes the best biscuits and gravy with me.
Does she?
It's a thing.
I wouldn't
Scott.
Even it's wouldn't even go near it.
Whenever she's around, we make biscuits
oh,
and gravy.
Oh, you know what it was? It was about Dirty Dancing. I just looked it up.
Because
why
hate
was that
he's
coming?
Hate Dirty Dancing.
Oh, I do.
Yes.
I do.
Yep.
I do.
And he said, your hate for this movie sounds like communist propaganda.
Oh, because I was saying nobody should watch it. Yeah, I remember that now.
No one hates Dirty Dancing as much as you.
Everybody does.
Nobody does.
It's awful.
It's amazing.
Have we ever come up with the point with 5 minutes left to go here? Have we ever learned what that movie's about?
We've told you 10
coming
times.
Of age. Yes,
what does that mean?
She's forming her own opinions. It has all these different things in there that were controversial at this
her
time.
Her father didn't trust him, and look what happened.
He wasn't the bad guy.
He wasn't the bad guy. Robbie was the bad guy.
No.
Robbie's
no.
the one.
You think that
got
the father wanted
pregnant.
Her little, his little thing hanging around with that goofball?
But he wasn't the bad guy. Johnny was not the bad guy.
I don't even know their name. Johnny was Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
And the other girl, what was her name?
Which one?
Baby.
Baby.
That was her name?
Francis.
Okay. So, the father of Francis, the mm-hmm. guy from Law and Order.
The doctor.
Yeah. Well, he was mm-hmm. the guy from Law and Order, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, he did not like Patrick Swayze because he didn't trust him.
But why? It was because he thought he was the one who got the other girl pregnant.
Yeah, right. Because
Johnny never broke the trust.
Because he's some fast-talking dance instructor.
No, because he assumed.
He assumed.
Assumption what happened? Get you bad places.
What happened before the end of that movie? What happened before the end of that movie?
He proved him wrong.
He did?
He did.
Johnny was... You missed the whole movie. Johnny wasn't the one who got her pregnant. He decided at the end he liked Johnny because Robbie was the one who got the chick pregnant.
Penny. He...
Who?
See?
Oh, man.
This is your problem. You've not watched it, so you think it's just pointless, but there's points to it.
The girl was pregnant, he didn't like...
He didn't get her pregnant, though.
No, but he did some other things with Francis.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
Like, the dad didn't know about that, though.
Well, I bet if he had, he'd said, well, I was right about him.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, but
guy.
Robbie was with Penny and Lisa.
Right.
And that one guy's wife.
But not Francis. Francis was his baby. That's why he called her baby, wasn't it?
I mean.
Right. Isn't that what he called her?
I don't know. Everybody called her baby. That's what she said.
Because she was the baby of the family, and she was a pure, clean girl. And look what happened.
I thought that movie was good, and it made like it showed that they're like guys that are hardworking or can be good people. Like they had the college kid on there. It was a big weenie.
It was like so. Yeah, yeah. The guy, he was a weenie.
I didn't realize.
He was.
That was so awful of that dance teacher. He barely knew that girl.
Really, Scott? So awful.
Awful. I was disgusted.
Have you not heard of like...
Really turned my nose up at that movie.
Watched movies with summer romances and...
Summer romances?
Yeah.
No.
They were there for like a month.
He was on the clock. He was on the clock when this happened.
No, it's not like, oh, good Lord.
She was too. She was helping.
Why? You're not so stiff about it. Like, if you were Johnny, you'd be like, cool, baby,
no,
let's
I
go.
Wouldn't. No, no.
Yes, you would.
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, jeez.
That's
no.
way too proper for all that.
That's way too proper. I'm
arms
way too proper for that.
And no trust.
No, baby, not today.
No.
I'm giving you dance instructions.
Not after the father who threw a big fit.
The father didn't throw a fit.
Wasn't Patrick Swayze a lot older than her as well?
Bottom line, have you ever
seen
the
whole
movie?
You should never date somebody younger than you.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
That struck a nerve.
Go ahead.
Should we touch on that?
Go ahead.
Should we?
We're on limited time. Go ahead.
Should we touch on that?
Listen, go ahead.
Why shouldn't you date somebody younger than you?
Trust me, it'll end badly.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
What's it end in? Like ghosting and
all kinds of stuff.
Does it?
You never want to be there.
Right.
Just pretend you didn't show up.
Mm-hmm. I don't walk think he away was that much
like
older than
happened.
Her.
Who?
I don't
think. I think he was. What was her? Jennifer Grey. That was her name.
Yeah.
She was like 12, and he was like 27.
She just graduated high school, and he was only supposed to be like 23 or something.
He wasn't old. I mean,
that's an awful movie.
And you've never seen the entire thing.
You don't
clearly
even know what it's about.
It's like watching a video about myself. I watch about 3/4 of the way and say that was nice and go away. Mm. No, but
no, now you just got your dig in about it.
Ghost. I watched that. I didn't like that either, but it was okay. It was better than Dirty Dancing.
Ditto.
Now, what's he say as he's going into the light at the end? He's dying.
Ditto?
No.
Does he say ditto?
He says something about you take the love with you or something like that. It's a big line out of Ghost.
I haven't watched that movie in a while.
I was
but
banned
I like that
from
movie.
Ghost for a while.
That
was
a good movie.
Why are all the movies he's in?
It's so sad when she's sitting at the top of the stairs. Mm-hmm. With that jar and like
his ashes. She's got his ashes.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, well, that happens.
It's sad.
Listen, we're all going to go one day. You just got to go.
But you're not
prepped. Make sure you have the person that's going to pull the plug.
Yeah, I do. I have them ready.
Right.
They're
on
standby.
Oh, you do?
Oh, sure.
Do they know it?
I think they would pull the plug.
What if they break your trust?
And leave the plug in?
What if there's good hope and they're like, I'll go ahead and pull it anyway?
What do you mean good hope?
Like you. What if you're like maybe not on your last breath?
Well, then I'll probably be there. I'll be saying, hey, don't pull that plug. Keep the generator in.
You better make sure who's ready to pull that plug is actually your person.
Do you think you really need... That's trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's real trust.
Yeah.
And that's the trust people don't have in their other people. You need a... I've said this before. This is the best advice I'll ever give on this show. I don't know if I've ever said it here, but I know I've said it. Anytime you're asking somebody's opinion, like I'm pulling your plug or anything else, go to an unbiased person. Go somebody who's not got skin in the game. Go to somebody who that has not happened to, like a bank robber.
So you know, you want me to pick a random person that's going to pull my plug?
Somebody you know who, I mean, you don't go up to a stranger, but you go to somebody you know who's not going to be emotionally invested.
Oh,
because
come on.
Emotionally invested is going to screw you up every time.
To pull your plug?
Because they're going to say, I don't want them to die. I love them. I don't want them to die. You don't want your mate pulling your plug.
No, but if you love somebody, you don't want them to suffer
either. I would love to pull the plug on all the people that I love.
You're not going to just sit there and let them, like,
it's hard to pull the plug.
How are you going to find someone that you trust enough to pull your plug, but that doesn't really care about you?
You got to find a third person. There's somebody in your... I'd be glad to pull your plug. You put me on that, and I would have no emotion at all, and I would
take
care of it.
Never in a million years.
Why?
Would I let you pull the plug?
You tell me what you want done, and I'll see that it gets done. Because I am not involved. I'm not a child. I'm not a significant other. I'm not a family member. I don't have any skin in that game. So I can come in and be totally unbiased and say, this is what they wanted. You've got it. Somebody, advice and speaking for you, third person, when you can't, that's why a lot of people use their lawyers now, because they have no skin in the game.
Well, you definitely have to go with what the person wants.
But family and friends have a hard time doing that, because that's their thing. That's their person. It's going to hurt them.
I mean, is there really is there really someone that has to decide when to pull the plug? I mean, it's pretty much advice.
No, but it's like relationships, though, too. If you...
See, here we go, but we don't ever talk about relationships.
I was
on
doing
this
for you.
Uh-huh, right.
But because if you have had something done to you, like say you're young and you were dating two guys at the same time, or you were chewing somebody else's gum, you don't go to somebody who has chewed somebody else's gum to ask them if that's okay, because clearly they're going to say, yes, that's okay, because they've done it, too. You've got to go to somebody who has no, adverse opinion there.
I think that person's probably just hard to find.
Not really. I always tell the truth.
So just find a good friend.
You ask me anything and I'll tell you the truth.
I tell the truth too.
I don't even mind. If it hurts your feelings, too bad.
True.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't intend to hurt anybody's feelings, but I can, you got to analyze the situation. And it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, go ahead or don't go. Do what you want. Mm-hmm. There you go. This was interesting. And you thought trust would not be interesting.
Do you always trust somebody that tells the truth?
Until you have reason not to. If they tell you the truth repeatedly, I think... See, and that's an interesting thing to wrap this up. Because if somebody tells you the truth all the time and then you find them in a compromising position, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm willing to say, okay.
So there are levels, see?
Well, yeah, but if I find out that it is true and that the compromising position is absolutely true and they've got no reasoning for it, well, then we're in trouble. Yeah. No matter how long you've been honest. But I'll listen to you. Why did you do this? Why did you rob that bank? Why did you...
rob that bank.
That is an interesting metaphor. Why did you rob that bank?
So you've known somebody, say, 40 years. You find out they lied about, I don't know, and they've told you the truth for 40 years, and in one bad decision, done.
Oh, no, not done. No.
I just don't trust them.
I would have to think twice about trusting them in that particular situation again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, like, give trust? Like, you trusted Michelle and I from the minute we met you?
Not you. Gotta be honest.
Yes, he did.
I just needed a minute. I was like hexing you with a curse right there.
No, we've had a nice... Listen, I've said this before. I'll say it again on air. People are listening tonight. From the moment, it's weird because I didn't know either one of you. We've had a nice relationship. We've had a nice, really strange in a way, because normally it doesn't happen that way. that you become that friendly that quick and, you know, say anything and blah, 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 blah. But that happened, and I don't know why it happened, but it did.
It's because we don't care. Like, if we, whatever, we don't get...
We can just be honest, I think, yeah. Right?
Like, but not everybody can.
No, well, that's a, it's everybody a rare can thing. Be honest, but some people can't take the criticism.
Do you have a situation
or
like
they
that?
They hold it against you.
With
or
two people who essentially were strangers, do you have a situation like that that you can like point to? And oh, yeah, I walked in and two strangers, and within like weeks we were talking about personal aspects of our lives, and it became a friendship and blah, blah, blah. Within 6 months, I mean, it literally has still only been 6 months. Mm-hmm. That is a very rapid, has that ever happened?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's the way it always starts, though, when you have like a new friend, right?
Oh, no. Well, okay, not really.
Maybe you just don't really let you just don't you're for you. You just don't really let people in, though.
No,
I mean, I can't say that I jump off and like talk about all this stuff, but you just like.
Well, you did.
I
the
know.
The second
this.
Time I was with you, you were like laying it out there.
Listen, shut your face.
Oh man.
Have we not gone over this? Are you trying to get me to walk out again right now? I've already quit twice tonight.
It'd be good for ratings. No, has that happened with you before we wrap this up?
I'm not sure. I can't recall. I don't know.
Next
How many
time
different
we're
ways
going
could you say
to,
that?
Right. Next time I think we need to, like, just interview Scott.
There's nothing to know. Nothing
no,
to know.
No, there's lots to know. Is we're going to dive deep.
Je ne sais pas?
Je ne sais
I don't
quoi?
Know. I don't know.
Pa. Je ne sais quoi?
Je ne sais quoi?
Which je ne sais quoi?
I don't know. Is that
something?
What that is?
Je ne sais quoi? What did you say? Pa?
I
it
don't
is
remember.
Pa. Je ne sais pas.
No, it's
je ne sais pas.
No, it's je ne sais quoi.
It's not quoi.
Yeah.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais quoi. How do you say goodbye? Adios. Sayonara.
Adios, amigos.
Lucha Libre.
What?
I don't know. What are the good... Did you come up with a goodbye? We're here. We're at the end.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Jeez, see ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Bye.
Ooh, that was great.
I know, like you're, like you, it, but it's always up to us to come up with it, though, Michelle.
Well, like by week 7, you think you guys would have it?
Are
it's
we on week
7?
It's week
we're
4. We're only on 4.
Give us
by
something.
7.
What?
We'll do it. By 7. We'll
by
have
7,
it.
You'll have it.
What's
just
here?
Something catchy, like you know, Walter Cronk. I thought about this after the
last. Or your weird like tit song from last week.
Whoa! No.
I'm a doctor.
Oh, jeez. We got to bleep the word now. Oh, man. No.
That's... It was his song. Tell me it wasn't. And he's like, this is going to say goodbye. And it had nothing to do with goodbye. You just wanted to sing the song. Oh.
Oh, that was the worst thing. Okay.
That's the worst thing I've ever said. Back up.
The song was about a college dorm called Titsworth.
Oh, it's
not what you just said. Those are two different things. Oh, my God.
Oh, the mouth on this one.
Jesus, I might be on the air tomorrow. I don't know yet. We'll see.
Just send the FAA to me, okay? Just send them to me.
The FAA.
Is it the FCC?
FAA. Well, yeah, I'll send the FAA to you, the FCC to me. Holy moly. Okay, well, we don't have a goodbye now after that. That was a nice little crescendo to end
on.
Wasn't
that a good
that
goodbye?
Was a pretty good goodbye.
That was a goodbye. All right, until what's the what topic to next time?
Right.
Why are y'all looking at me?
We didn't decide. We've covered forgiveness
I can't even talk
and trust.
Y'all are looking at me.
I can't talk anymore after
this
that.
Last one.
That was so awful.
So bad.
Oh, man. Now I really am going to take that little thing of you two singing last time, put it on the air tomorrow morning.
No.
Great.
Yeah, no.
So great.
I'm going to put that on.
That is
maybe Ryan Seacrest will discover us.
Well, we've done trust. We've done forgiveness. We've done whatever you just said. Jeez. Okay, so next time, well, you know what? If anybody has a suggestion, send it.
Right.
Yeah. We'd love to. They can text Abby because she's getting all the texts tonight
she
about this whole thing.
Texters.
Our go the texters.
We got the texters.
I'm
the
sorry,
texters.
I have fans. Like,
our
I've got fans.
Facebook.
God.
I cannot believe your daughter just heard you say that horrible, horrible word. Well, not the first time, I'm sure.
I was going to say, listen, like, she lived with me. Like, she's heard me say stuff
aye,
before.
Aye. All right. Enjoy the show. Hope you enjoyed the show. It was fun. It was good. It was bad. It was the best of times, the worst of times. It was all those things.
That's a horrible book. I don't like that book.
It was not bad.
Okay. So what do you say? Bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye. Now I'll use my... Is it Scott Spears for Abby Croman, Michelle Whitaker, heading for the dugout.
Are we?
It's a current senator from the state of Utah.
It's Mitt Romney. He gave a very impassioned speech with a